Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta in the house. Stevie's got a new artist. Jessica's got a new baby. And Tokyo's a virgin. After Buzz TV, keep it locked.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Estelita. Turns out she actually does have a single out. What's it, Patrona?
Patrona.
Does it rock or not?
Margaritas.
Patrona and Coronas. You know how they have the margarita, Patron margarita with the little Corona bottle in it?
Yeah, yeah, that's the
joke. Maybe that's their. That's the inspiration.
Anyway, before we get into it, you guys are watching the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG.
And I am Miss Conversation Piece, and I'm keeping my kitty on lock to Tokyo, so we one in the same with that.
And y'all know me. I am Stefan on everything. But I think because the little Corona, she likes to have stuff in her. That's how she got her single out.
No.
So maybe the Corona, because it dips inside.
Can you let Richie introduce himself
before
you
do that? Boy, DJ Richie Scott. I'm just disgusted right now.
The Corona's in.
Okay.
In the juices. Listen, the Corona's in the juices.
Before we get into the juice of the episode, let's just right off the bat, Sierra obviously found herself in a tight situation to end the last episode, finding out that her man of 8 years has not one kid, but another on the way. And unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, you know, his son passing away, she was unable to
address the situation. Yeah. Obviously, our condolences to Shooter and his family.
Yes.
It's so ironic. It's hard to even say that because he calls himself Shooter. His son was murdered. But I'm not going to go there. You know, obviously, thoughts and prayers go out to them.
Right, but now it's looking like, it seems like she and BK had a really strong relationship. Like, he's out here giving her foot rubs. But now, with her conversation with Tokyo, it seems like she's getting a little bit of cold feet.
Well, it's hard being a wife. You can't just let go when all the family is involved. You are connected in so many ways. So that's kind of where it's tricky when, like, they say you can't date a married person who's going through a divorce because they're making it work in some kind of way, or something's going to bring them back together. And I think this is what's happening. And she didn't see it coming, but it happened.
Do y'all think they're going to get back together?
I think probably. She's going to be his shoulder to cry on, you know? And she can't abandon him at this point in time. That would be awful. But to the same point, she's going to have to address the situation eventually. It's just a matter of when is appropriate to.
You know, Stefan, here we go. You got to speak your heart, man. Just speak your mind. BK is he's doing the most. He's treating her like a lady. He's very respectful from what we've seen. Setting up the wonderful massaging feet, standing up awkwardly. But we're not worried about that. A thought that counts. and he's like, yo, let's take a trip. Let's do fun things. Seems like a great guy, and like I've said on this show before, good guys finish last.
I just think he's moving too fast.
He's doing too much. He's making himself so available. He's going the extra mile for her.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So I got to say this then. It seems like there's a pattern. I think you're right. Wherein, and I understand these are extenuating circumstances, but you're saying he's doing too much, but it's like, I feel like women will be dying for a man to be doing these types of things, but now he's doing too
well,
much.
No, well, okay, let me say, right? he's not doing too much.
He's actually
doing the right thing, but I'm just saying it's a TV show right there.
Yeah, but I would like to say,
how many times have you rubbed your girl's feet? Just
I'm a fan.
Have you done it lately?
I don't have a girl. So.
Well, any girl. That's not his girl.
I ain't just rubbing on any girl feet, just so y'all know. Everybody's feet ain't supposed to get
rubbed. I rub feet. Listen, we're not doing nothing else on camera. It's just rubbing the feet. That's an act of kindness, and you should be grateful that you're getting your feet rubbed. Now you running back on over to take care of this man that's got five other babies, you know, on the side.
Yep.
At the end of the day, granted, this is a tragic situation that happened to him, but I mean, for real, at what point does she think about her own feelings?
Yeah.
You guys, as much as I would love to say that, yeah, like, it's so awesome. Take me to Miami, rub my feet, whatever.
Yes, take me.
But nice guys finish last. You would like to think that you would love that and prefer that. But at the end of the day, like, if you're too available and you're too nice to me, I'm probably not going to like you as much as the asshole. And that's just...
I want somebody to treat me right.
So y'all propose.
I want someone to treat me right.
Asshole Miami.
Don't treat me wrong.
I'm going to Miami.
Of course. And I would have fun in Miami.
I
would like to think I would go to Miami too, and I probably would, but I probably wouldn't like him as much because he's doing a lot. And you wouldn't go to Miami. Maybe it's a personal issue of mine, but I feel like, you know, it's a pattern.
The thing that kills me is they're both grown. They're adults, right? They're not like in their 20s trying to figure out life. I'm going to assume in their 30s, maybe, yeah. You know, yeah, mid to yeah. late 30s, maybe even 40, you know, early 40s. I don't get not being ready for a situation like that. You've already been through all the assholes and
you've been through all the down relationships. For 8 years.
Wait a minute.
So don't aren't you need... ready for the fresh,
clearly
new,
not.
Sweet?
Don't you need time to heal? I'm just saying, in real life, do we need to be just jumping out of one?
Miami.
She's not ready. Okay.
I mean, go to Miami, but just know that you're the rebound. She did go to Miami,
but then she left.
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
What does Shooter do?
I don't know.
What is his occupation? Does anybody know?
My thing is, I feel like they
have clearly stated what BK's occupation is. So he has a job, jobs, income coming in.
Right.
I don't know what Shooter does, but what I'm saying is, I don't know. You just look at the two people. Weigh your options.
Shooter must not have that great of a career because she said that she paid for some of the services.
And you gotta pay to girl gone. Like get yeah.
for his
Miami.
Son. For his son.
Go on.
But it was essentially her
and she,
son too.
But she could do that and add it as an act of kindness, and that's nice, right?
Yeah, she did it before.
Take your back on to Miami right afterwards.
Yes.
Well, I have a feeling that she and BK are coming to an end real soon because it seems like she's just not that into him.
Of course, because he's doing all the good stuff. All right, that's great.
Then she's
gonna be mad
on,
next year.
I will not agree to that. I deserve to be treated like a queen. Okay. All right. I just want to let y'all know.
Just BK. So that's clear. Holla. Before we get to the next topic, I just want to give a little shout out to our sponsor and the queen here at AfterBuzz TV, Marie Menounos.
Absolutely. So we're talking about growth in life. Mm. Want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life, guys? For those who do, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So y'all can check it out every week. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. This goes out to Shooter and... also,
every
Sierra.
Other cast member.
Everyone needs to listen.
Just so you know, it goes from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and much more. So let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. She is for us.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maria. And again, go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free.
Oh, yeah.
We love free stuff.
Keyword.
Yep. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know. It was the Love and Hip Hop after show that sent you there. Again, Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Go check it out.
Hey, thank you, Stefan, and to our sponsor, Maria.
Yes. I gotta take a sip after that.
Yeah, I know. Take a breather over there. So Jessica Diamond is pregnant.
Which I knew last week. She was setting it up.
How did you know?
Because she wasn't drinking. Jessica Diamond. She get slutty.
Yeah, well, she said that's why she wasn't drinking was because she thought she was pregnant. And surprise, surprise, she is. So she's got to squeeze this music video in, right, before she starts showing. And obviously, it wouldn't be any type of Love and Hip Hop gathering if there wasn't drama. Like,
of course.
But it's organized drama. Everybody knows what they're doing. She knew what she was doing when she invited Melissa to be with Mimi and Ty, right? Because it's like the ultimate love triangle, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's
not a love triangle because she's not with Melissa. Melissa is just being the messy ex, like just trying to cause trouble to...
Melissa messy or is Jessica messy? Why are you bringing her ex into...
Well, Melissa knew what was going to happen when she showed up. She knew it was going to be a problem.
I mean, they were both messy.
Yeah.
You know.
Mess is just spilling everywhere.
Right, right, right.
Well, I think Diamond is supposed to be peacemaker. So,
yeah,
whatever. She never makes peace on Love and Hip Hop, as we see.
But is it peaceful when you sneak attack? Like, she just sneak attacked Mimi and Ty. You know what I'm saying?
She did say, I want to keep y'all together, invite y'all to my wedding. So,
that didn't go over well, though.
Yeah.
Well, Mimi used to mentor Jessica a couple seasons back. So, I guess Jessica, it's now coming around full circle. She's trying to do her her solid
woman stuff,
you know. But I don't think Mimi needs help. She got a dope, Ty's a dope girl. Melissa doesn't belong on Love and Hip Hop any longer. Right. It doesn't make sense.
Was that just keeping the storyline alive or what? Because that's the only purpose she's really serving in the grand scheme of things right now.
Well, you got to think like Mona. Melissa actually is a lot more articulate. She does the interviews better. Ty doesn't really talk a lot. She's an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, she'll say a few things, but she's not really, she's not vocal. Yeah. So she's not like a good
partner. I don't think she
partner.
Can say too much because she's actively in the WNBA. So, you know, they're kind of.
That's true.
You know, you do something crazy, you might get thrown off the team. You never know. Yeah. So she got to be real careful. But Mimi stormed off at the end. So I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah. Well, because Melissa and Ty started going at it, which was the obvious thing that was going to happen. But
Jessica should know that. That's why I say Jessica.
I didn't understand why Mimi was mad, though. I didn't really get
either.
It.
Because the two of them were, like, bickering. And
so,
she was just...
That's your woman now. You know your ex is salty.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's how you know the relationship ain't going to last. Mimi should grab her girl and say, come on, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Sweet babe, let's go.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, damn, this is coming to an end. She's just going to leave her in the sauce over there. Like, forget that.
But also,
Stevie is such a bad man that he turned Mimi into a lesbian. Like, I'm just like,
isn't that what it seemed like, though? Because I mean, it just seemed like it just happened.
I mean, after that, it's like, I surrender. I'm done with that nonsense.
Like, I was like, maybe she'll switch back, but she keeps going.
Well, I mean, she rode that roller coaster for a long time. You know, the ups and downs, a lot of pressure on the heart. She did get thrown off.
Well, I forgot about Nico. He was horrible, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
After you leave Nico, everything's like anything you want anybody is anything's better than Nico.
Well, speaking of Stevie and Mimi, she obviously felt like it was her duty to step in and save the day with Estelita and have this meeting, you know, with Stevie and kind of go over things and talk about it, which was that even her place to do? Like, what was the purpose of that meeting? It solved nothing.
What I think the purpose was is because, like she said, Stevie has four daughters. He's carrying himself horribly. Like, Creep Squad is over, dude. Like, stop it. You're sleeping with everybody.
He's getting 30% of the flap tummy tea. He gets 30% of everything. I was like, God damn, why did you sign that contract?
I just want him to aim higher. Aim higher. Manage someone like J-Lo.
Who?
No
one with talent
with their career.
No,
certainly not J-Lo.
No,
certainly not.
Someone who doesn't have a career and desperately needs one.
Even someone
like
without
Estelita.
A career, what? Don't trust it. Take your chances on the streets. I'm telling you, it's better.
If you look at what Stevie manages, and I, you know, Stevie, me and you, we hear that's my guy. But if you look at what he manages bottom feeders, right? So he manages algae, you know, the side that's on the side of the of
desperate
the boat,
and vulnerable,
you know, at the bottom. You know?
Ooh, so that gotta hurt Estelita.
You know? Right? You didn't hear that musical genius that played in the intro when we first started?
What?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like scum to me. Or does it?
Well, with the magic of technology nowadays, I know Richie could let us in on this. Anybody, I could sound like I could sing a little bit, but to respond to your question, I feel like Mimi interjected because she's kind of the Stevie whisperer, right? Mm. So she's got to be, because none of these girls can handle.
She
Stevie.
Got out alive.
Yeah, she's alive. Seen all of it. Right. Every face he makes. She's been through all the ups, every haunted house, scary door that she's had to open and find out what was behind door number 3 or 4 or 5. She's survived it.
Mimi has always been unbothered. I remember when Stevie gave Jocelyn the ring and then gave Mimi the ring and Jocelyn flew off the handle. So Mimi's always unbothered. She doesn't care. She's over it.
She's not going anywhere. She's got Stevie's baby. They're always going to be besties. They were just on Instagram for Easter. Mimi, Stevie, and their daughter. So yeah, they ain't going nowhere.
The baby mamas, though, where are they at?
They don't be on Instagram with Stevie.
And, well, I don't know. I just feel like that meeting was pointless. It really didn't solve anything. Obviously, Stevie's going to be Stevie. And we find out that he gets 30% of everything Estelita does. So she really just, like, played herself.
Which I thought was genius. I have to say, Stevie, man, again, you know, I tip my hat to you. These women are signing deals with Danger Zone, which I have no idea what Danger Zone is.
Like, who's actually a Danger Zone artist
that we could
not
name
sure.
Or know? 30% of everything?
What's she doing, though?
I looked on her Instagram. She hasn't really been posting any. Like, the other day she posted something with noodles, but she didn't even tag the noodles. But it was very carefully placed, like, Asian noodles. But so I was wondering, I was like, did Stevie get a cut of that? I don't know.
But, no, you know how you try to put yourself on and make you manufacture content.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't hire her. She's just like, you know, iPhone.
She hasn't been hosting any parties.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Maybe she's hosting parties. And then I started calculating. She probably get $5,000. He get $1,500 out of that. So, I mean, you know, if she's doing that, then okay. Then he might be getting a little change on the
side.
Either way.
Is she a money-making machine?
We saw that she had a song come out. And on her Instagram, she gave credit to her manager, Stevie J.
So something
must have, like, worked out. But, you know, for the sake of the show right now.
We got her to sing.
Is she going to leave? Is the contract going to end? We don't know.
It's for 5 years.
That's a long time.
I don't know. Is she going to make it 5 years?
No.
How old is she going to be in 5 years?
Listen, I don't know how old any of these people are. They look like
And I don't even think
younger.
She can get $5,000 for the club appearance until she makes it through a full season of Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. Okay.
You're still a newbie. So $2,500
minus let me recalculate.
30% off the $2,500.
Well, lucky for her, she got to attend Jazzy's boot camp to, you know, brush up on her skills. Ooh. So it was Tommy, Estelita, and Erica. Erica brought Estelita along, obviously, which it seems like she kind of is looking out for at this point. But she also probably knows that Estelita is in competition, because after seeing how they all performed at this boot camp, I'm like, does anybody really stand a chance? I don't know.
And Tommy kept it 100.
Yeah. Tommy. Estelita's voice.
Me too.
Yeah, I love her, but she will hurt you. But Estelita, I don't know. But she sounds okay in this song. So auto-tune definitely helps.
Auto-tune.
But do you think Erica can be an artist?
Absolutely.
Like, but her voice didn't sound too...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't... Talent doesn't matter these days, clearly.
We're
talking about Erica Mena.
What kind of artist?
I don't know.
She's going to be... Well, she wants to be...
I don't know if it's an R&B. She can't sing.
I think it was like a... She could be like a singer, rapper. You know how you sing song rap?
Yeah, you sing rap. A talker. She could be a talker.
Yeah, like T-Boz, you know.
Because she does talk a lot.
No, you didn't go right back to Atlanta and touch one of the princesses of Atlanta.
I'm just saying.
T-Boz.
Yes. She was like talk singing.
Yeah. It's true, though.
Well, I don't... What about Tommy, though? Do you think she has did her voice sound okay to you?
Isn't Tommy a rapper?
Yeah, I think she was. They were all
hitting like high notes. And I felt I got secondhand embarrassment a little bit.
Wait, her teacher was not going to tell her, Tommy, you didn't sound good, because she would have got beat up in the parking lot. So she's going to tell her she sounded good no matter what. But she didn't sound bad.
You did great.
But who's the vocal coach that shows up for 10 minutes?
I don't know.
I can't get nowhere with a vocal.
Why are they like...
I need real help. What are you doing?
This boot camp seems like a joke to me, but you know.
It did.
Tommy said that she had a wake-me-up drink. If y'all don't know Tommy's history with alcoholism, you need to find out now. Tommy has a problem.
Well, and it starts with the bottle. Workout and bringing your own personal bottle to the workout.
Workout. Oh, like, I'm too cute to sweat. Okay. Man. I feel like that sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah.
She said Estelita could be an ad-libber. I thought that was hilarious. Because it
don't
even make sense, but it makes sense to us, right?
Or a hummer, she said.
Mm. Yeah, you just need to hum in the background.
I can see it. Oh, my gosh.
Behind the baddest puta.
Okay.
Just back up Jocelyn.
She's not going to have it. Ooh.
No, too soon. So, you know, after all this, Stevie agrees to meet with Estelita again. Obviously, has something up his sleeve. Per usual, enter Brittany, which I knew of Brittany because of Rick Ross, right? Because she's like his only female artist, I think, right?
Yeah.
And this is how I think this is ironic, because Stevie obviously has an issue managing women because he just bangs them all, whatever. But
not his fault.
I don't know if you guys listen to The Breakfast Club, but when Rick Ross came on, he literally said, I can never really have a female artist because I'm afraid I'm gonna shag them.
Mm. I didn't hear that. Rick said that?
Yeah, he said that. Because when they were asking him about Britney, they were like, you know, why don't you have more female artists? He's like, you know, they'd be like looking good. Well, he said that one, they cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And two, like, he may not have some self-control. And I just think it's ironic that the two men that admit that they don't have self-control around their female artists are repping this poor chick.
Well, I mean, Eminem said that a couple years back. He said, every lead girl in all my videos I've slept with.
Wow. Dang, you gotta sleep for a role?
I mean, I don't know if they're sleeping for it. They might already have it.
That's what I'm saying. And then it's just a bonus. That's crazy to me. Like,
yeah. Well, Brittany said...
You want to be on, don't you?
What
video girl has made it to a success? Mm. I don't know.
Black China.
Yeah.
She started out music videos.
No, she started out a stripper.
But she didn't get famous because she was a stripper. She got famous.
I think strippers have a different mind.
Okay. They both
strippers
were in video
have a different
vixens.
Mindset. They got business mindset.
Yeah.
I just feel like they
whatever
do.
To get the job done.
Money. They're like they're but they're getting their own money.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to take it into my own hands. These video girls, I mean, from what it sounds like, they are dependent on this man's financial situation to get to the next spot.
Facts.
Brittany said that she didn't have to sleep with anybody to get where she was. And that's what set Erica and Estelita off. So I don't know if you guys are buying that or whatever, but obviously it set Erica off because she went right for the petty remarks.
I love it. I'm so glad Erica's back.
I believe Brittany, though, because she doesn't look like Stevie's type.
She just ain't cute. You ain't want to say that, but Erica showed it.
Well, that's because she had an orange wig on. Let's give her the benefit. Maybe she looks better on
TV. It was the orange wig.
It might have been the orange wig throwing us off.
What's her Instagram?
But Erica...
Let me just say, though, I thought at first, I was like, oh, Stevie, this is so messy that she would have Brittany in her whatever that was rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And then also know that you're bringing Estelita through.
Well, that's
but
what
then
he,
I said,
the
it's not
time.
Messy, not just because Stevie, me and you, we're here, but also because I think for Estelita, she needed to see another female artist blowing, you know, singing well. I don't know if she was blowing the speakers out, but she was singing well, and she needs to see that competition in her face because she's whining and complaining to all her friends. Stevie's going, listen, I'm managing your career. There's other people that could be in this position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to tighten up.
I feel the same way. Like, Estelita, I feel bad for her, but at the same time, all she's doing is bitching and moaning to everybody around her.
Right.
She never said to Stevie, like, yo, either we're going to work or I'm going to find a way out.
And she can't sing, so be, like, in training. Be doing something extra.
Yeah.
Like, we should catch her at the gym and then also going right to vocal training.
Yeah,
like, we should always see her doing something.
That's how Jocelyn was. She was always working. I don't know what happened to Jocelyn, but she was on her stuff.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Jocelyn was dancing in the house. Anywhere she could, she was doing something. Something. So, get on it. You ain't doing enough, Esalita, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing enough either.
I don't know. Listen. That man ain't gave her no instructions. He not doing nothing for her. He just got her sitting in the wings. So now, she is complaining. I don't think she needed to see anybody else in that position because she already did. He brought in Erica, and at the same time, nothing happened with that. You know what I'm saying? She ain't changed her tune. They actually teamed up against him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That is not the key. Either drop this girl or get serious about your business, Steve, because, I mean, that ain't it.
Yeah, he was just calling her.
You just playing with this girl.
Yeah, he was just
calling her. And she got a sad story.
I know. I feel bad for her.
Because of that story, though, she should be more of a hustler.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she's that much of a hustler. I mean, she's broken.
It sounds like there's some issues there with, like daddy issues based on what happened. So I feel like she might be finding herself in this continuous pattern with these types of men.
She got issues with men, period. I had to pause for a minute because I'm trying to be sensitive and have empathy. But she was like, you know, I moved to U.S. when I was 14 because I got raped by 5 guys. And my first thought wasn't, oh, damn, that's terrible. My first thought was it at the same time?
Stefan.
No, but that would be even more horrible, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, there's levels of horrificness that's happening here.
I mean, but either way, they're both traumatizing.
Oh, my God.
And would change your life.
But is Mona really trying to, is she trying to exaggerate some of these stories? I certainly hope so. I don't want this to be true.
Sadly, I didn't feel like it was exaggerated. I just felt like that was her truth, and it's crazy to me.
But it sounded like
I feel like they all playing with this girl.
It sounded like her dad was a pimp or something.
That's what it sounds like.
She had 20 siblings or 19 siblings.
Yeah.
They all can't be the same mama. No, no way.
And then she was like, her dad told her she had to earn money. And I was like, oh.
So he was a pimp?
I don't like it.
Hey. No, we're just assuming.
He dead, though. You dead, though. Pimp.
He's gone. But yeah, I mean, you would think that she'd be more of a hustler because she... You know, she has to make... She was like, this is my only chance.
I think she thought she found her hustle.
In me. What? Just making somebody build her up? Like, obviously
well,
he doesn't
you know,
care
he,
that much.
She said he took her in. You know what I'm saying? And now he's promising, okay, I'm going to get you a record deal. We're going to put you on. You just give me 30%. And she's probably thinking, okay, 70% of something is better than the nothing
which
I was
is
getting.
Fair to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, even if you're taking 30% of my something, you know what I'm saying? I'm still getting 70%, so I'm still going to be... I get it. She should be out here hustling, but I don't even think she know what to do.
But he's not even getting 30% of anything because she's not doing anything.
So they both at zero. Well,
both at zero. But can we just talk... Like, I need to talk about Britney's feet. Oh. Like, why was Erica's first response, your shoes are too small?
Were they too small?
I couldn't see either, but it didn't matter because I couldn't stop looking at Erica Mena's face as she was reading this woman's feet. I was like, yo, and her face was like screwed up. She wanted to murk her in front of everybody.
But that's what you so go for. Like, you could tell that she was grasping for something because she's like, what can I do to roast this chick right now real quick? She's like...
She said her feet was grasping.
Like,
was grabbing the floor.
She's like, yeah, at least the wig was
an
easy target.
She didn't even
go for
the wig.
And Erica, don't come down on Fashion Nova outfits. I like Fashion Nova.
You know girls are out here making a living based off their fashion. Maybe Esalita should start wearing some Fashion Nova. Stevie could get his 30% in, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like everybody else on Instagram.
Do they pay well?
They give free clothes.
Now?
I don't know.
Is that it?
Free clothes. Yeah.
They give you free clothes.
Well, she's modeling noodles, so anything is a step up from the noodles, ain't
girl,
it?
Girl, at least try some rock or something else.
Puff is not trying to hear these. Puff is not taking these meetings.
Yeah.
That's the who? What?
She better start her own brand.
Some.
I don't know.
Girls should be doing Hennessy, though. I
could see it, maybe. No. I don't know. So can we just touch on real quick the fact that Tokyo's a virgin? That was just like a real quick storyline that we just tossed in there.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have much to say about it other
Nobody
than
wants it.
Like, yeah, I wasn't really surprised that she was like, "I'm not."
I'm just gonna keep reading because y'all saying what I'm saying too much today.
She was like, "I'm not saving myself for marriage. I'm not. What was the other? Whatever the logical reasons why you
just
think
not
that
religious
someone would be,
or whatever.
Yeah,
she's just like,
she was just like, no, I just, you know,
I'll give it to you. I want to give it to you. I was like, sweetheart."
Drake likes his girls.
Tobias is at the house, and he the only one knocking on your door right now.
You are better hurry up before Tobias
Drake
leaves.
Likes BBW women.
No, no, that's not BBW. That's
okay. We're not going to knock know, anybody's body
have we really
out
figured
here.
Out her purpose on the show yet?
No.
She's the only one who's had a single that everyone knows.
Yeah,
so she actually is hip-hop.
She's right. The only
Mona's
artist.
Trying to okay, win okay. some hip-hop.
So in. She's helping legitimize. Okay, I got
yeah. it. She's the hip-hop and the love and hip-hop.
She's the only one that's not working on the music right now. Right.
What job?
Everybody else working on music.
She not.
She already got something popping. Get out
she
of here.
She is not more popular
the
than Jack,
irony.
Who?
Young Jack. She's not more popular than Young Jack. Oh, Rashida, maybe. Like, Rashida had that one bubblegum song.
I forgot Rashida.
What was Rashida's song?
She had a bunch of songs.
It was that bubblegum.
She had like a boss song.
The boys like to chew all of my bubblegum.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to have to intro the show with that next week.
Y'all never heard that one? Okay.
Well, I'm sad because she didn't even make it into this episode, her and her baby daddy drama.
We just ain't got time. It wasn't enough room to drag
it. There was room. They could have cut some things.
Yeah, they could have. but we got to wedge in the only legitimate hip-hop artist.
Yeah, just real quick.
I just have to say for Dime, though, I'm really happy for her because she's from Memphis like me. So shout out to you. I hope you have a healthy pregnancy, and I can't wait to see your wedding special. I know they're going to probably do that for her. Oh.
And your man's traveling right now. He ain't played since 2006, but he's trying to get on the team.
Yeah, I was like, I think his ball days are probably over. But
he's on the road traveling to try to get on a team right now. He ain't played since 2006.
How does that work?
It's 2018.
That's like more than 10 years ago. I think it's safe to say his career is over.
That's 12 years ago. And the way the NBA works, I don't know.
Oh my God, shut up.
Sorry,
so what
Jessica.
Can he do, guys?
Have
some businesses.
Right now.
Hopefully he has some businesses.
Where is he?
He's got to start selling the flat tummy tea too.
Running the kids camp like everybody else do. Do the kids camp.
Yeah, the cop out after the league. Well, before we go, we're starting up a new game, a little new special segment.
Yeah.
It's called, what is it called?
It's called Guess That Bar. So you guys have to guess the bar that I'm going to say it in monotone.
All right.
Again,
and you
this
have to
is
guess
the only
the artist.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you a little hint. These are all people that are involved in love and hip hop in some kind of way.
I'm not going to know one song.
I know. Will we know the songs?
These are popular
like the
songs.
Irony of it all.
Popular songs, okay.
Okay. Hit us.
I'm just going to say it monotone. You know, sugar never ever was so sweet, and I'm dying for you, crying for you, I adore you. One hit of your love affected me.
Drawing a blank.
And I'm strung out on you, darling. Don't you see? Every night and day, I can hardly wait for another taste.
Let's get to the chorus.
Wait,
I'm not going to give you the chorus. I'm going to give you the song.
Is it Carly Red?
No. It's Honey Mariah Carey, and that was produced by Stevie J. Oh. You didn't know he produced Honey with Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, you did a monotone knock.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And okay. Just Britney, when she was on the show, she was doing a remake to that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why I chose
that's
that.
What she, that's why I recognize it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
All right. Number two.
Oh, yeah, another one.
I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the P's. Now it's a crib with a gate. Got the rolly on the charm. Looking like frosted flakes. Had to let these know.
I feel like I heard that song before.
I know that song.
Wait, you got to tell us, is it a
can
guy or a girl?
Can you give us a little melody? Like just a little
song. Is it a guy
song?
Or a girl?
I go to dinner and steak.
This ain't Biggie,
only
is
the real
it?
Can relate.
That ain't Biggie, is it?
No.
No.
Why I thought that was Biggie?
I used to live in the P's. Now it's a crib with a gate.
It's not Scrappy?
No, it's Cardi B, but in yellow.
But in yellow. Lord.
Well, she made it. Okay, on the billboard. All right,
one more.
All right, this is the last one.
Sing the chorus monotone or something. Or like the hook. I don't know. I don't know these verses. We need help.
All right, I'm going to try this one. And when I... No, okay. I was about to give you the title. And when I make it rain, money all over the ground.
Jessica Dime.
Fresh Force One, John Button Down. And I'm like, oh boy, a clique full of stars. Big boy, big cars. At the end of the day.
That's not Jessica Dime?
No.
Well, money's on the ground.
I know you see it, Young Jock.
I know you see it. That's all always
Meanie. Money. Mo. Yes. Y'all lost.
Right.
I'm going to have to pick some better. I mean,
we didn't know it.
Your audience here was terrible, but
clueless.
Okay, and in news and gossip for Love and
AfterBuzz TV News.
What a drop. Oh, I feel like a little newscaster. Okay, this just in. Jessica Dime is now... there's a warrant out for Jessica Dime's arrest. No, it's not Jessica Dime. There's a warrant. Oh, wait, hold on. This Tommy. Just in. Hold on. There's a warrant out for Tommy's arrest. She skipped her hearing for her DUI and driving without a license case.
Again, I told y'all, DUI, Tommy in the bottle, don't
I mean, she already had an open case for the little situation with her sister at the mall, you know, the one that we heard about in the previous episode.
Yeah.
So, she might be going to jail. Her future isn't looking too bright.
Yeah, I think they said she's on probation or something, so she can't violate, I don't know what's
so going on. So what does that mean? Like, she's going to be off the show next season? How long do you go to jail for something like that?
They'll stretch it out. She won't go to jail before the season's over.
But for next.
Yeah, she'll probably be in there.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man. She's my favorite character. That doesn't need
mine, too. But I don't think she'll be in there long.
But she don't really have a storyline this season, though.
I know. No, they're just trying to slide her in.
We didn't even see her this episode.
Well, I hope she starts dating Erica. I mean, she's putting herself around her.
I don't know. How many mugshots does Tommy have now? Is it 36? I don't know.
Is it really? Has she been to jail that many times?
Like, oh, yeah. A lot of mugshots.
So. Well, that means, you know, the chances of her getting out of this are probably slim to none because they're probably fed up with her by now.
A repeated criminal. None. Yeah.
How are you just going to skip out on court like that? Just make yourself.
What happened? Did you forget?
I don't know. Did they send reminders out?
She was a hosting.
The who?
You got to have a lawyer.
I mean, when you're at her, she can afford it.
Where's
maybe she can. I don't know. She needs one for
Either way, if you see Tommy out here,
not if you
just,
see
keep right. walking, just keep walking. Just keep walking.
Yeah. Okay, so do you guys got any predictions for next episode?
Predictions. Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Well, I'll go. I will say, I don't know if y'all notice, but Tokyo the Virgin is
pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant. That'd be amazing. I don't know how long she's gonna last, although she legitimizes the Love and Hip Hop brand. But she did get the forehead kiss from Tobias at the end of that little segment.
Well, what does the forehead kiss mean?
That is a friendship kiss.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Really?
When it's your lady and you're getting up, you can always kiss your girl on the forehead, whatever. But in that moment that's supposed to still be intimate, he got up, he kissed on the forehead like, thanks for making that, dog.
I thought a forehead kiss was intimate.
I thought that was cute. Like, I used to want it, but now I don't want anybody kissing
me. No. What movie is it that, talked about the forehead kiss? Talked about the forehead kiss. There's a movie. I'll find out about it.
Well,
I want to predict something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm. Is Kirk going to see the baby? Mm. I think he's going to make custody arrangements with Jasmine because... they seem to be very family oriented, and Rashida seems open to getting to know the baby and not placing the blame on the child. So I think he will, in some way, make arrangements and he'll be around the baby.
Oh, Lord.
Probably for Rashida's sake. He probably will just do anything that she says. So he's like, oh, this will soften her up a little. Sure.
It just makes my head hurt because now this girl, whatever her name is going to get a storyline now. We don't even need you, Jasmine.
Well, we don't need her, but we definitely don't need her mom or her grandma either. But they're there,
I'm sorry, y'all. Homewreckers gotta go.
Storyline for them.
And so, what are we thinking about Sierra? You know, is her relationship with BK over?
I think she has a soft spot for Shooter.
Oh, yeah. No. BK, run.
Run, dog, run. She's still in a marriage. She keep telling him every time they get together, yeah, I just got to go sign those papers.
You sound like Usher, girl. You sound like Usher.
Where are the papers? In L.A.?
Where are these papers? With Tommy.
And we don't know where that is.
You know what I'm saying?
And lastly, I want to ask you guys, so is Erica's deal with CB done? Is she not messing with them anymore? Or is she just making more room for her?
After all this, she better not.
She's in Jazzy's boot camp, so I think she's going to rock with Jazzy. And I think all the girls should just shift over that way.
But Jazzy's not a manager.
What is he a producer?
He's a producer.
He can make some songs.
You got to go back to Stevie at some point.
Or you could find yourself anybody else.
They got to come on back to the good guy. Tell him, Stevie.
Stevie is not the good guy. All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for watching the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. We'll be back next week, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG. You guys can follow me at @TheReal_O_G.
And you can follow me on Instagram, Conversation Piece Like a Piece of Cake, or Twitter, Miss M-I-S-S Combo Piece. Thanks.
And, you know, I believe in miracles. I believe in Jesus. I don't know how you get back in the league after being out since 2006. But we're going to be praying for Sean and, you know, a moment of silent meditation for his career. But if you want to follow me, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter @IamStephon.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook @DJRichieSky.
All right, we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.